test 63, section 3, question 19. And here we're looking for the structure, or how the argument proceeds. And the professor starts out and says, you can't frame an accurate conception of one's physical environment on the basis of a single momentary perception. Since, okay, so that's kind of a good sort of trigger. So it's saying, can't form it on a single perception, since each glimpse occurs only from one particular perspective. So everything's only from one perspective. Similarly, any history book gives only a distorted view of the past, since it reflects the biases and prejudices of its author. And so that's really kind of our conclusion, is that any history book is going to be biased and distorted. And so the basic idea here is it gives a comparison or an analogy. So it compares history books to conceptions of physical environment. And so that's what we look for. So A, attempting to show that one piece of reasoning is incorrect by comparing it with another presumably flawed piece of reasoning. So this one I sort of went maybe, but it's not so much attempting to show that one piece of reasoning is incorrect. It's to show that you can't get a certain thing, but not so much that the reasoning itself is incorrect. And so even though at first glance I thought maybe it isn't really what we're looking for. Developing a case for one particular conclusion by arguing that if the conclusion were false, absurd consequences would follow. This isn't really an argument about consequences or what will happen. It's just saying because this is happens in one case, in an analogous case, the same thing happens. C, making a case for a conclusion of one argument by showing that the argument's resemblance to showing that argument's resemblance to another presumably cogent argument. And that seems pretty good. That sounds similar to what we said, kind of comparison or analogy. So we'll hold on to it. And then arguing that because something has a certain group of characteristics, it must also have another closely related characteristic. It's not talking about related characteristics, it's analogous cases. And so C is still better. And then arguing that a type of human cognition is unreliable in one instance because it's been shown to be unreliable under similar circumstances. Now, the thing here is, it is not arguing that a type of human cognition is unreliable because it is in another. It does say, although it does give an example of a situation where human cognition might be unreliable, the history book isn't so much a type of human cognition as a type of book. And so that's what makes E not quite as good as C. And so C would be our best answer.